This is a video film podcast, and I'm Jack Birdcage, and I'm here with whatever his name is here, Adam. I couldn't think of any other characters from Patriot.
From Patriot? Oh, I didn't know who you're even
talking
about.
Was his name Jack Birdcage?
I haven't watched it in years.
Oh, what's that other guy's name? Ichabod. Jack Birdcage and Ichabod.
I've forgotten a lot of it. So how far into Patriot are you?
Almost 6 episodes.
Oh, wow. You're plowing through it. Now, I sent you a link to a Harmontown episode where Steve Conrad was on it.
Yeah.
And I said, will this inspire you to watch? Did you listen to that episode?
No, just the link inspired me to watch Patriot.
Oh, that's all it took. I thought maybe
that's all it took.
Them talking about the show and hearing Dan Harmon gush and say how much he loved it, I thought that might have inspired you to go watch the show, because I've been telling you to watch it for years.
You have.
So it was a link. That was all right.
The problem is you can't describe the show. Like, you kept trying to describe the show, and I was like, I'm exhausted. And then you watch the show and you're like, yeah, that's right. He was trying to say what this fucking thing is. There's a guy, and it's like he works for his dad, kind of, and he's also like a spy.
Yeah.
But he also works for like a pipe company, and he's got to remember a bunch of pipe stuff. And then he's sometimes putting a guy in a backpack, and there's like another guy who wants to have breakfast with him all the time.
I think the only thing I really said was, it's this guy who's a folk singer who sings these songs.
You probably said that.
To deal with the trauma of the work that he's doing. And the songs are like explicit lyrics of what he actually did. And if you listen to that Harmontown episode, Steve Conrad is like, well, we have the idea that if a folk singer is playing playing his guitar and singing a song in the park, and you walk by him, you don't actually listen to anything that he's saying. So this so the guy in the Patriot can go ahead and say like, and then you kill six guys, and something goes wrong, and nobody's actually—he's just saying
six Brazilian guys pile on you, and you stab one till he's dead,
but,
and take the money bag.
I don't think I ever finished the second season, so I should dive back into the first season. I think I started the second season. It was so long after I'd watched the first season that I'd forgotten everything, and I'm like, oh, they're picking up right where they left off, and I can't really follow it. So I said, oh, I'm going to go back and watch it all in a row. And then I just never did. But it's disappointing when you know that the show is not going to keep going. You don't want to catch up to it, because then you're just like, then it's over. And it won't have a satisfying ending, probably.
So, yeah, usually they don't. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they some people make every season like it's the last. Some people kind of know that the one season is going to be the last one, so they make it satisfying. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
All of Steve Conrad's shows are like that. The one season, two season at the most, and then you're just like, disappointing. But
he's so brilliant that people watch his stuff and they're like, I gotta let this guy make a show. I just want to see what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he gets one season and they're like, we can't keep paying you to do this.
Yeah.
Ultra City Smiths is too much.
Yeah. But the latest one, he did it in a way that was DTF St. Louis. He did it in a way that it was supposed to be a one season and done show.
Yeah.
Which I think maybe is better for him to make it as it's over after the first season. Cause I don't think, and I never heard anybody talk about that show. Other than that, I just heard a review on it.
I think it's gotten a bunch of acting nominations, like a bunch of nominations for Emmys.
Oh, I hope so, because then people might actually watch it.
Like all the actors, David Harbour, Jason Bateman, Linda Cardellini, probably Stephen Conrad got nominated for something.
I hope so, because that would maybe get him some attention, and they can give them more money to make other wacky fucking shows.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you watched it finally, and I'm glad you're sticking to it.
Yeah, this is like, for me, this is binge watching. I've watched like six episodes over 4 days.
Yeah.
That's about as much as I can possibly fit in. And, watch the movies for this and do whatever.
And this week we watched the drama from this year, 2026, directed by Christopher
Christopher.
Borgli.
That hard.
Borgelli. And we
Yeah,
also
that's a little
watched
harder, yeah.
The Others by
Okay.
Alejandro Amenabar,
Yeah. Amenabar.
Amenabar
Yeah.
from
Amenabar. Yeah.
2001.
Yes.
And I just wanted to watch The Others because I hadn't seen it in so long, and I think I saw it in theaters, and that's probably the last time I saw it. So,
We probably saw it
25 year
together.
gap.
Yeah.
But I remember it being like a surprise twist ending that I didn't see coming, and kind of being spooky, and I wasn't sure if it was terrible or if it was a great movie, so I wanted to go back and watch it and see if it was terrible or a great movie.
What's the verdict?
It's tough because I it's yeah it's good. I liked it. It was good.
Yeah. It's a very restrained movie.
I feel like it was done in a time after post. I see dead people,
Sixth
right?
Sense, yeah.
Sixth Sense.
That would have been 99, so yeah, for sure.
Is it 99? I thought,
Yeah.
yeah, okay. So yeah, just it was like in a little stretch where it was like we're gonna have surprise endings, twist endings.
Ghost stories, surprise endings, yep.
And I liked them, but I think it was a
Yeah.
short time period, and then people immediately got sick of
Yeah.
what's his face there.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan. They immediately were like, "All right, fuck you with your twist endings." But I thought this was one of the better ones, twist ending wise.
Yeah, there was it's not a horror movie. I think people you see it and it, or you see the advertisements probably in 2001 and you think, "Oh, this is going to be a horror movie. I know there's ghosts and there's a big house and there's pale children. It's got to be a horror movie." Because especially because I remember the one when that one scene came on. And she's walking up behind her daughter, and she's the old woman in the dress, and she says, "What have you done with my daughter?" And she says, "I am your daughter." That's the scene that they played like in every trailer, and you think, "Oh, this is gonna be a horror movie. This is gonna be," and that's the only thing that's in any way like that. There's
Well, there's
no
lots of
scares.
spooky footsteps and people running by and shadows and stuff like that. There's lots of that stuff. What is your
Yeah.
definition of a horror movie?
Well,
You
okay.
mean
So
more
it's not
blood?
like there's no scares. Like the only thing that rises to the level of a scare. Like other
Okay,
things,
well,
yeah, they're creepy things and there's weird stuff going on, but
what do you need
nothing.
for a scare? Do you need somebody to die? Is that what you need to be scared?
No, there's usually something jumping out at you or
There
come.
was lots of that.
There was? When?
Well, I just noticed that they started, the music got really loud. It was because my remote control broke and I couldn't turn down the volume. So there were scenes that I'm like, oh man, this is way too loud. And then there's
Yeah.
a lot that's really quiet and I couldn't
Yeah.
adjust the volume. So it was when she was in a room. Her daughter had said, go into that room. She went into a room and then she's like, I don't know, she heard something. I don't know. She spins around and then she pulls off like
Yeah,
a
the
cover,
sheets.
a sheets
Yeah.
off of the like mannequins or something.
Yeah.
And then they're like, bah! You know, they do the jump scare stuff there. And I'm
Yeah.
like, yeah, they're trying to scare you.
I guess. Sort of.
I don't know enough about it to know I did watch that movie Backrooms that you told me to watch this morning.
Okay. How'd you like that?
It falls victim to being overhyped for me. I might have loved this movie if I had found it on my own.
Right. But does
But
it not feel like something that I can't describe it that you should have seen before, or like
no.
almost like a no,
I don't even know what you mean by that.
it feels like something that's so, I guess, obvious, like almost like a thought that people, I guess, or maybe just me, always have of like, where does this room go? Like, what's the purpose of this? Where is this hallway going? What's around the bend? And then, like, what if this thing never ended? Like, I always, when I was a kid and I went somewhere, like one of those drab buildings, I was always like, I wonder if this is just goes on forever
Yeah.
or whatever it is.
I can tell you it did capitalize a nightmare, like exactly the type of nightmares that I have, where you're just in an endless loop of stuff like this and you can't get out of it, but it keeps changing, but it keeps being different, but the same. And it, yeah, so it did do a good job of probably the guy had a nightmare, whoever wrote it or whatever, he had a nightmare and he's like, I should make this nightmare into a movie somehow. And but like I said, it was overhyped for me. You told me wonderful, awesome new ideas. Not just you though, because then I started hearing people on like every podcast I started listening to, they were talking about it. It was making a gajillion dollars. And I was like, okay, this is gonna fucking blow my mind. And then it got into it, and it was like a Blair Witch type of thing with the guy running around with a handheld camera. And I'm like, what's the gimmick here? Is that did he just like rent some office space or something? And then he threw like fucked up shit into every corner of it. And then I'm like, I don't get it. I don't. What's the Like, what is there going to be a logical conclusion to this? Probably not. It's just going to be a spooky setting for the next 2 hours. And I was just like, I don't really understand it. And then they're like, oh, there's going to be a scary guy and we're not going to show it to you. And we're going to do tricks. Okay. One thing that annoyed me when they'd lower the guy down on the rope. And then when he gets back up and he's still got the rope tied to him and he's like, I'm gonna take my time getting this rope off of me because I'm safe now. And I'm like, nobody that's ever had a rope tied to them in any movie has ever been safe. That rope is gonna pull them down. And then it did exactly that. And I was just like, okay, wow, that was you should have thrown me off by not having that happen. But
That would have worked better.
I could list a bunch of movies where they have a rope and then all of a sudden they're like, whoa. I'm being pulled by the rope. Anyways, that was a little annoying because also the way they positioned the camera, and then later on he was still had the camera with him, and I'm like, this is just like the Blair Witch Project, and I couldn't stop thinking about The Startling. Do you remember The Startling?
No.
It's all I think about now when I see this kind of a movie. The Startling is an episode of South Park, where Randy is running around with a handheld camera,
Oh,
and then it's all the same, like the way that it would just be showing his nose, and then it'd be showing people's
yeah.
faces, and the camera would be going
Yeah.
back and forth and up and down, and it's all jerky, and then they would cut out to it, and he's just running around the room doing that. And then he runs and runs down a path, and there's all this panting and stuff, and then he gets the camera half on his face, and he goes, I am so startled. And it's the best line that's ever happened in TV history. So that's all I think about now. This guy's running around with the camera, and then I would want him to turn around and be like, I am so startled.
It
So.
makes sense. I didn't like, I mean, the problem is you have to put a plot in it. So something has to happen and it has to have like a real ending and a reason that the maze is scary or whatever. That's the real problem. I liken it to a movie like Skinamarink,
Oh God.
where, and I think this is, I don't think this movie would have been made if there wasn't like the Skinamarink movie.
What? Nobody saw Skinamarink.
It made like $40 million.
No, it didn't. The one with just the still pictures?
It wasn't still pictures exactly. No, it was like the kids and there's like all the, like everything keeps changing in their house and there's like this whispering thing.
There was no plot. Didn't they just
I
show like
know.
creepy corners of a house?
And it still made like a ton of money.
No, I don't think it
And
did.
I think this movie, I think they said, look, that movie made a lot of money. The kids liked it, but you got to put
No
a
kids like
plot
that
into it.
movie. That movie was terrible. Nobody
I
liked
mean,
that movie.
people watched it. And that's all I'm
No.
saying. All I'm saying is people watched it. And I bet if they could have made like $40 million on this movie, they would have been overjoyed. Because I think it
Sure.
cost something like $5 million or something like that.
Well,
But
yeah.
I think they saw the success and they said, you can make the movie, but you have to have a plot in it. And I think that's really where this movie went wrong, is it should have just been, I don't know, this guy just gets lost forever in the fucking maze or something like that, instead of having a weird pirate guy.
Yeah, I just started thinking they're not going to explain any of this. We're just supposed to be creeped out. This whole movie, like you said, was done, and then somebody said you got to have kind of a plot, and they're like, "Oh, but we did, but we got creepy shoes that are like half sunk into the floor." And you're like, "Yeah, that's good."
Like
But
a creepy shoe.
we got furniture piled up in a
Yeah.
room. Okay, well that also is good. But
But
yeah.
who piled the furniture is what we're saying. Could it be a giant pirate man? Think on it. Think on it.
On. It's fucking dumb. It was dumb.
That part was the I
It's
didn't
all dumb. Are they gonna make more? Is this trying to build a world
a
of like
backrooms world.
we're gonna explain more of it? Or actually, kind of, I didn't really pay attention to the ending. Don't say it. Don't say the ending.
I
Just in
don't
case Pat
remember.
wants to go and watch it.
I don't even remember what the ending is, actually.
Well, then it didn't wrap it all up and
Well, it's
explain it
because
then.
that's I didn't care about the plot. I cared about
The
the
creepiness.
awesomeness of the backrooms.
Okay. I'm telling you, a much better movie is It Ends. I'm telling you, that is an awesome first time director, low budget, clever idea, creepy, but also metaphorical.
I feel like
And
I've watched it. Haven't I watched that one?
how would I know? I don't know if you have
I don't
watched
know.
it, but it's
Well,
a
we
it
talked about it, maybe.
we
I don't
talked
know.
about a movie called It Ends, and it's
Okay.
driving to a car. He's
Oh,
there.
no. Yeah, I haven't watched it. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
And that's a way better movie. And but I can't figure out if it's a way better movie because I discovered it on my own and got into it and I was like, this is gonna suck, and then it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Or if it was just okay, if that movie had been recommended by 500 people to me
Yeah.
and made a bajillion dollars, I would have got into it being like, all right, buckle your seatbelts, and then
Yeah.
I would have watched it and been like, underwhelming. I don't know. It's tough for me to tell. So
Yeah.
that's why I say this Backrooms was a victim of overhypeness to me. So maybe it is awesome. Maybe it's fucking great. I don't know.
Yeah,
You
I thought
liked
it was
it.
pretty good.
I think
Yeah.
you liked it because your daughter wanted to see it.
That's part of it, sure.
For sure, that's part of it, where you like finally got to bond with your daughter about a movie.
After 13 years.
She's
Yeah.
like, I want to see a movie. You're like, I'm in. I'm in. I'll
Yeah.
take you. I'll take you right now. Let's go.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
And then
I
she
was
liked it.
shocked. Yeah.
But it's something to do with some sort of YouTube thing or whatever, right?
Yeah, apparently this guy, I could be completely wrong, put up like one picture. And then other people started making pictures or something like that of this room. And then it just built into like a thing where he started making, I don't know, videos of the room, or like it became this thing where people just kept building on it, apparently. I could be wrong. But that seemed to be what it was.
Okay. I thought you had like a very specific, here's how it happened. A guy took a camcorder into some back rooms, filmed them, put them on his YouTube site, and people were like, that's the best thing I've ever seen. Here's $1 billion. That's what I thought the story was. But
I
no.
don't think it's far away from that. It's basically just a guy put some random pictures of rooms up, and then it just kind of built into this thing of like, let's get more rooms. Let's change the room. Let's do this to the room. Let's do that to the room.
Okay. Could be. Yeah, I don't know.
We're definitely too lazy to look it up.
Yeah. Well, you're not. You always look stuff like that up.
I look stuff up.
Yeah, you love it, man. I can't stop you from looking stuff up.
I'm looking
Well, we're
up.
talking. Don't look it up right now. Back to what were we talking about? The others?
The others, yes.
Sure. I don't have anything else written down, man.
You don't have anything else? I like this movie because you watch it the first time and you're like, oh, there's like ghosts in their house. And like, what are these ghosts doing? And then you watch it the second time and you're like, they're doing the ghost stuff. They're doing the piano stuff. They're doing the running. They're doing all the closing the curtains. Like the people must, they should have made a sequel where it's just the other people being like, who keeps closing the fucking curtains? I'm taking these fucking curtains down. I swear to God, if you close those curtains one more time, I'm going to beat you within an inch of your fucking life. And the kid's like, but daddy. Daddy, it's a little girl and a little boy. It's not me, Daddy. Daddy, it's not me. And then, yeah, like everything that happens, you're like, this is all plausible. And then when you see it the second time, you're like, wow, they were just being like, they kept locking the doors and they kept closing the doors. And you're like, yeah, that's just fucking ghosts closing the doors all the time. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I guess I probably never even saw it a second time, but I guess it all made sense to me after they revealed the ending that they were the others all along. And I was like, oh, I get it. Like they were the ones freaking the other family out. So it all made sense to me. And then watching it this time, I was like, it's exactly how I remember it. You're looking at it from one point of view. But you at the end you're going to realize that it's from the other point of view. So no n very diminished second viewing experience once you know that twist ending, just like I'm sure Sixth Sense was too.
I thought this movie didn't, like, obviously the twist ending is big, but I think you can watch this movie without the twist ending. Whereas The Sixth Sense, you can't really watch it again in the same way.
Okay.
Because this movie, there's like I said, there's kind of two different sides of what's going on. So if you know what's going on, you can watch it for how they're interacting through these two planes of existence with the people who are alive.
Yeah. But I
And
remember
then,
people watching The Sixth Sense a second time in theaters because they were like, I want to see if it made sense. Because how could I have not figured that out? I want to see if it makes sense. And they watched it and they were like, yep, it all made perfect sense. It tracked and I never saw it coming. So,
His wife wasn't just a bitch.
right.
That's what you get from that movie.
Yeah.
You're like, this fucking bitch, just say something. Just fucking say something to the guy. He's fucking sad. And then the second time you're like, oh man, yeah, she was the one who was sad. I apologize fully for that. I'm sorry, Olivia Williams. You aren't a bitch.
Olivia Williams. Okay, so yeah, you were just saying something about the others.
Yeah, I like that you can watch it as just a regular movie. The set for me anyway, the second, third, fourth time, and it holds up, and you don't have to worry about knowing that they are the ghosts, because it's a good movie about people who are isolated and people who are fearful of the Nazis and fearful that their husband isn't coming home. And she's go ahead.
I like the little girl's performance as being a, you just definitely think she's just playing pranks on her brother, right? Especially of the way they did that with like the curtain scene when they're in bed and the kid's like, don't keep opening the curtains. And she's like, I'm not. It's the kid behind the over there in the corner that you can't see. And then there's like a conversation where you definitely think it's the same voice. She's just putting on a voice. I thought that was pretty well done because then you're like, ah, it's this creepy little girl. She keeps saying stuff like, I'm telling the truth, mother. And the mother keeps saying, stop lying. you're gonna go to purgatory and burn, which is fucked up. Tell your kids. But I thought, yeah, I like that part of it this time watching it.
And you realize that she's actually telling the truth the whole time, and it gives a different dimension, I guess, to her character. She's not just like a little spoiled kid,
right?
Or a kid acting out.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of so when the husband slash father comes home, so what's his story?
I guess he died in the war, so he's wandered around in afterlife. And somehow she found him in the fog of the afterlife. So he came back, but I don't know why he's still fucked up.
Do you think this was like, so he dies, right? So do you think that for him, their house is purgatory and he kind of passes through purgatory? Because obviously he's going to heaven. He fought the Nazis.
Maybe.
He's going to heaven, right? So this is like his journey, and God says, you know what, you spend one more, have sex with your wife one more time, mm-hmm. and then go to heaven, and that'll be good. You're good.
I don't know that's now I'm I don't know. I think staying in that house and having sex with Nicole Kidman would be heaven. So I don't know.
Maybe he went to hell then.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I never thought about it.
I think you're saying the Nazis were the good guys.
Yeah.
And the British were the bad guys.
Could be. No, I don't know. That's an interesting question. I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I saw it, because you obviously can't leave that house if you're a ghost.
Yeah.
So there must be a reason that he gets to go there and then leave.
Yeah.
Or he's got to leave. Like, obviously, yeah, like you said, you don't want to leave Nicole Kidman. So there must be a reason that he has to leave.
Come to think of it, your room right there is kind of like a room from Backrooms, because there's just a giant pile of furniture behind you in the middle of the room.
There is, yeah. So we're getting new carpet next week.
Uh-huh.
So I had to take all the DVDs that were in that room, all the books, everything, and I just piled them up on this table back here. Because we also later have to put the furniture in this room.
You're going to pile it all in the middle of the room? Like a fucking scary backroom scene?
Basically. Well, hopefully it's only for like a day or something.
Well, melt some of it halfway into the floor and then take a picture of that and put it up on our Twitter for the film podcast.
I'm sure with the care that these guys will take with the furniture, there'll be lots of furniture half smashed,
half sunken into the floor.
These guys are gonna be like, you fucking made me move this fucking furniture, you fucking lazy piece of shit.
The moving guys?
Well, they're like the carpet guys, so you give them an extra $200 and they move the furniture.
Oh, that's a lot of money. I wouldn't
Well,
that's
but
great.
I can't do it myself, and Kat's not able to. She tried to lift this entertainment center today. I bought like this new entertainment center thing from the Brick. Because mine, like, I was worried my TV was just going to fall. And she couldn't lift it down the stairs.
Well, why'd you make her? Why aren't you doing
not
this?
By herself. We were both doing it.
Oh, okay.
But she was like, it's stabbing me in the head. And I was like, all you have to do is just lift it like 2 inches off the ground. I'll do the rest. She's like, it's killing me.
I did really picture her doing it by herself, and you're like, why can't you do that faster?
No, but I realized well before that there's no way. Like, we have that a reclining couch that's made of like fucking concrete, I think.
Okay.
There's no way she would have been able to lift that, and it's very awkward. So
fair enough. Hey, let me ask you this about the others.
Mm-hmm.
Did the kids actually have a problem with light before they died, or is that a new thing after they died? What do you think?
Yeah, so in the behind the scenes footage and interviews and stuff, I believe that Alejandro Amenábar says that they did suffer from that when they were alive.
Okay, that makes sense then. Because I thought maybe they're trying to say like all ghosts have to live in the dark or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I
Nicole
thought,
Kidman doesn't, right?
but then I, yeah, because then I thought at the end when the kids are fine with the light, that they were just like, oh, well, we did have that problem before when we were alive, but since we didn't know that we were dead, now we don't have a problem. We can survive a shotgun blast and all that stuff. And so now we're well aware that we can take the curtains down and enjoy some sunlight.
Some sunlight. Yeah, I think it's more of a thing so they can do stuff, weird stuff in the house, like close the curtains and the doors all the time.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it was if it was supposed to be a real thing or if they were trying to say like just ghosts just like it dark. Whatever.
No, it does make, and it does give you more shadows and more dark corners and things like that too. So it does work for the movie.
Oh, for sure it works for the movie. I wasn't positive if they explained it and I missed it.
No, they never. Oh, I think that the only thing that really doesn't explain it, but I think that when the ghost people are like, yeah, maybe they're better now. And she's like, they're not better. And they're like, yeah, give it a chance. What do you know? Maybe it's like a whole new life for
that
them.
Didn't it really explain it to me. I know what you're talking about when all the curtains are gone and the children are running around and they're freaking out and everything. And then the three server ghosts, the servant ghosts, which is the worst afterlife for a ghost. they go in a creepy way. They're like, why would children be hurt by the light? And then you're like, what are you guys in on this? Did you take the curtains down? So as the audience, you're like, what a weird response from those three ghosts. Yeah. But they're just trying to ease them into it, the fact that they're dead.
Yeah.
But
and that's the big misdirection of the movie, is that you think those people are plotting something against them.
Yeah, it's great.
Because they're like, hide the gravestones. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, should we tell them? Not yet. Don't tell.
Yeah.
But the plan is in motion.
They could have done more creepy shit with that woman because she had a secret. They could have done more creepy shit. Like, I thought when Nicole Kidman was screaming and running around, they should have cut to a scene with the woman just sitting in her chair patiently, like not responding. But instead, they cut to a scene with the woman like running down the stairs being like, what's the matter, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, yeah, you could have done that differently. They do that in movies. I've seen it 100 times now, but I thought, why didn't they have that idea back then? Because then you're definitely like, why would she be sitting there not responding to the woman screaming? Mm-hmm. But then if you watch it again, it makes perfect sense. She's like, yeah, she's got to figure it out on her own. There's nothing to be screaming about. I'm going to let her run around screaming for a bit before I respond to her.
Yeah, it was probably a hard balancing act for, and I don't know, but for what's in the script and what they shot, and then making sure that you don't give away too much.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a lot of weird stuff that they just cut out. And
but
they
you're
were like,
supposed
no,
to
it's
suspect,
too obvious.
You're supposed to suspect that they have a secret, that those three people show up and they have a secret. So it'd be more stuff to suspect them. Like, why? Oh, they're evil. They're up to something. And then on second viewing, you're like, no, they were actually trying to help. They're trying to be nice. Yeah. So I thought that was a missed opportunity.
May have been. Let's talk about the drama.
Okay.
So people are saying through half the year, this is maybe the best movie so far for the first half of the year before, let's say, The Odyssey came out.
Okay.
I was listening to a couple podcasts and they're saying this may be the best movie of the year.
Wow.
I'm not saying, do you think it's the best movie of the year? Do you think it's in that realm?
I'm not sure, man. That it could be. It's a unique movie. But I'm just mostly surprised that anybody's saying that, because all I've heard about it is the one thing you said, which is it's controversial.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered, after I started watching it, I remembered I heard a review on the Empire podcast of this movie. And then I went back and I downloaded that episode again and I listened to it again. And that's what they were saying. It's controversial and it got 0 stars by some critic.
Wow.
And so
zero stars.
And that's why they were like surprised. And then the woman was saying, I get why it's controversial. It's about a topic that some people are saying they shouldn't be making light of. And I'm like, so when I was watching it, I'm like, what's controversial about this? I don't understand why Jesse said that. And then as I was watching, I'm like, yeah, I remember them on the Empire podcast saying something similar. And I was like, I don't get it. It was very distracting for me to know that it was controversial before I watched it.
I think it's maybe because we're Canadian and we don't live in a culture where you could just be shot any day. And they're always saying that you have to stop the people. It's not about the guns. It's about the people.
Uh-huh.
And I think this movie is saying, what do you have to, like, what do you have to police? Do you have to police their thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
If someone a bad person because they think of shooting up a school? Or like, where does, and I think it's, where does it tip over? Is it the first time you're like, yeah, maybe I should shoot up the school? Or is it when you start training with a gun? Or is it when you start making the videos? Or is it when you, like she said, she brought the gun to school? Like, at what point does that make you a different person or a bad person or a monster? Even if you don't do the thing. And I think that's the controversial part of the movie is what is wrong? What's wrong with America? Where did it go wrong? And we don't want it pointed out to us.
So that's what you think is controversial, that the Americans are feeling insulted by this topic?
I don't think insult. I think they're feeling like it's something that you shouldn't talk about. Like they think it's just something that happens now. Like people talk about it as like, well, you have to do the drills and we have a room in our school where we all have to go when they're going to shoot us.
Well, let me ask you this, and no wrong answers, Jesse. I'm just going to ask you a question. You can say anything. You don't have to give me the right answer. You can just respond however honestly you want to be.
No pressure here. Okay.
I'm trying to take the pressure off.
Which is make it worse. More, way worse. Just no, say just, anything. Just say something.
Just say something. Just say it's something. Okay. You can always take it back later.
Oh,
you can always you can always take it back later and be like, okay. Yeah, you convinced me.
Okay.
So, but no, I honestly, it's just when you watch that scene, because in the Empire podcast, they talked about everything's going great for this couple. Everything looks wonderful. And then they have this dinner and they're talking with their friends and their friends say, hey, we did this thing before we got married where we shared the worst thing we've ever done with each other. Mm-hmm. And then so they said, let's all do it together. So one couple shares the worst thing they've ever done. One guy used his girlfriend as a human shield for a dog that was attacking him.
Yeah.
The next woman, she locked a kid, probably a mentally challenged kid, into an RV somewhere and then left him there overnight while he was screaming in terror.
Yeah.
Then it gets to, what's his face? Robert Pattinson. And he says, I cyberbullied someone, which I think is pretty awful, but they breezed right past him.
Yep.
And then it got to Zendaya and she said, I planned a school shooting. And that's the whole boom. I just revealed it. And that was the spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered the Empire podcast saying, when she reveals this thing, they didn't tell you what it was, but you could, they don't spoil it. They're very careful about spoiling. Way better. And so when she reveals it, you're like, oh, and I can see why it's controversial. And then I get why everybody's up in arms about this thing. I watched it and I was like, oh, I think she's going to reveal something horrible that she did, that she actually did.
Did a school shooting.
Then she reveals, I planned a school shooting. And then Robert Pattinson's kind of laughing and then going like, oh, you're joking, right? And then the other two are like, hold on, what? And they all of a sudden it gets very serious. And she says, yeah, I planned a school shooting. I took the gun to school. I was going to kill fellow students. And then the girl, what's her name? Elena Haim or something like that?
Alana Haim, yep.
Close enough. She says, that's terrible. My cousin was in a school shooting and she's paralyzed. And you're a fucking monster. And I'm never going to forgive you. And this is, you're a fucking terrible person. Now,
yes,
my whole question is,
okay,
how did you react? Whose side were you on in that moment?
I was on... I guess if I had to pick one of the four people, I would pick the guy who's not Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
Who was like, this is bad. This is not a good thing. But I'm not completely, like, he wanted to know more about it and get more information. Like, why did you do it? Like, and all that kind of thing. He wasn't just like, you're the worst person ever. I hate you now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would, and then, like, when Robert Pattinson makes up that kind of, or sort of massages that story to be like, she saw her friend, best friend, killed in front of her.
That's much later on in the movie.
Yeah, I know, but that's also, at the same time, he's like, yeah, see, that shed some light onto why she may have done that, and Alana Haim's still like, no, she's the worst.
Right.
So I was kind of like that guy, like, yeah, it's shocking. It's not cool, but at the same time, I'm more intrigued than I am angry or anything.
Right.
So that's the character that I put myself in.
You could have gone either direction to me. You could have said, like, I was totally on Elena Haim's side.
Mm-hmm.
You should condemn this person. She's the devil, because I don't know you well enough. I feel like I know you, but sometimes you're just like, no, if you do drugs, you're going to go to hell and you're a horrible fucking monster. And then I'm like,
never
really,
said,
Jesse?
Never
really?
Said that. Never
and
said
then
that.
I, sometimes you just take such a hard line on stuff that I'm like, I can't see it from your point of view.
Yeah.
But so you also are left wing. And you pretend to be sympathetic to people. So I'm like, I don't know how to figure this guy out.
I think I do separate things much more into thoughts versus deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, we all have crazy thoughts. Like, I've never had the thought of harming a mass amount of people, but I have thoughts and I'm like, man, that was fucking awful. And you know, you're like, I can't say anything, and I don't want to act on that thought, or I shouldn't, but at the same time, I had that thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she, Zendaya's character, got herself into a place where she just kept building up and building up, and they showed that she was being bullied, and they showed that she wasn't having a good adolescence, and she was a teenager. So they did the work of later on showing all the stuff that led up to this. And the other thing is that these people didn't, like, you can say that, right? But they didn't experience that stuff, even though she tells them about that stuff. So
right.
I like to separate things into sort of thoughts, and even if you say something awful, like, for the most part, I don't think people are bad. Like, you know, you say something mean to somebody, that doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad person, but if you really do something that's mean, that's sort of different. So I think her sort of thoughts and whatever was going on, that was one thing, but she didn't act on it. So
I agree. Would you like me to tell you my point of view?
Please.
Okay, I will. Sure. So I immediately felt sympathy for her. Immediately. I didn't immediately condemn her like Elena.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad for her. I was like, oh, that's awful. Mm-hmm. That happened. And she said something really quickly, like, I was fucked up back then, and I was in a bad place, and I had some terrible things, but I didn't go through with it. And I just forgave her right away, because I'm like, we've known her for like 15 minutes at this point in the movie, and she seems like a great person. And she must have had something horrible go on, and I would want to know more details. So I immediately didn't think it was controversial at all, and I immediately got past it. And I was like, what's the rest of this movie going to be like? Because I'm like, I can't see it from the Elena Hames point of view, where she was like, that's unforgivable. And then later on in the movie, what's his face? Pattinson's asking Misha, some girl he's working with, he's asking her, what would you do if your boyfriend confessed this to you? And she says, I don't know. I guess I'd call the police. And I'm like, you'd call the police for a thought that he had 15 years ago that he didn't actually do? I'm like, who are these people? Is there anybody out there that's like that that would call the police?
But they also do live with the reality, or they, I guess they still do, but they live with the reality that at any time, someone could come in and just start shooting up wherever they are, Walmart, school, their work, whatever it is, right? They live with that reality. So I think for Americans, even though we seem like we're the same, it's much different.
I guess. I
Like for them, it would be like, okay, if I hear somebody wants to shoot up a school, I gotta tell somebody. Like, this could actually happen. Like, if my kids were like, man, I wish I
but
had a gun.
15 years ago, if it's different if somebody said, I'm thinking about this right now, then maybe you should act on it and call the police. But for something that somebody confessed, like I was in a bad place 15 years ago and I had these thoughts, I never did it. I
No,
was just like,
I
how could you call the police today and be like, he had bad thoughts 15 years ago? What are the police going to charge him with? I couldn't
I think
wrap my
that's
head
just kind
around
of a
it.
knee-jerk reaction of if you hear that, you want to stop it, even though it was, 15 years ago, and
There's
it's
nothing
not.
to stop.
And they do it, and they do a good job of setting up that Zendaya's character is a nice person. I think the controversial part is like, what are you gonna be, I guess, what are you gonna judge people on? I think that's the controversial part. Maybe it's not so much the gun thing. Maybe it's just how are we allowed to judge people? And if you ask me what's the worst thing I've ever done, and I tell you, I'm hoping that because you asked me, you're not going to judge me unless it's, highly illegal, and you should call the cops.
But she didn't actually do it.
I know, I'm with you.
So I think Elena Haim, her character was much worse. Out of those four stories, I think her story was much worse. 'Cause she actually did that. She locked some kid. The kid started screaming. She ran away, went home, had enough time to think about it, decided to go to bed and not tell anybody that he was still locked in an RV somewhere, screaming and crying and fucking his brain up. She decided to sleep on it. And then the next day, when they searched for him, she still didn't confess.
And her dad, the kid's dad, came and asked her if she'd seen him, and she was like, nope.
So to me, I'm like, that was a much worse thing. And then, but everybody dismissed it and kind of went like, and she was like, I was 14. And I was like, yeah, she was 15 and she didn't actually do it. I
I don't think
can't.
they dismissed it though, because they brought it up later, and they're like, you locked a kid who was handicapped in an RV, and she's like, yeah, well, that's not
I never
shooting up a
said he was
school.
handicapped.
Yeah,
That's
that was
what she responded.
I never
And
said
he
he's
goes, you said slow. You said slow.
and
Which
I
is
think
funny. I think the controversy of this film comes at people. It is funny. Like, the movie's funny. And you're like, I shouldn't be laughing at this stuff. That's what I think the controversy is.
I don't think it's that. I think it's where how do we where how do we get to judge people?
I know. I think the controversy is that they're making light of something. Because there's scenes in there that you want to laugh at, because Robert Pattinson's playing it very funny. And there were some scenes that I did laugh out loud at.
But I don't think they were really making light of it. Like, it was pretty serious. There were people
I
getting
don't
in
think they were making
fights.
light of it either. But what I'm saying is that there's scenes in there that you'd laugh at, and then you're like, I shouldn't be laughing at such a serious topic because school shootings happen and they're horrible and it's terrible and it's a real problem today. I shouldn't be laughing at any point in this movie. And yet you are because, yeah, well, I'm wrong. What do you, I'm wrong. I'm fucking, fuck me,
The
fuck me.
way I see it is that they were playing the school shooting stuff for laughs. Like when they showed her as a 15-year-old preparing, like that was pretty serious. You never thought this is funny. But
No,
there
that
were,
part is very serious, I
I
think.
think,
I'm not
but that's
saying
how you
those.
get through life is you laugh at things later on.
I'm not saying. I think you're misinterpreting what I'm saying is the funny scenes. I think some of the funny scenes were with Robert Pattinson, like trying to get through to that girl, Misha, like, but it was 15 years ago. And she's like, my boyfriend would kill me right now. Like some of those conversations, or like him at the wedding where he's standing up and they're giving these horrible toasts to each other. Like these things are funny because of the seriousness of the topic. That's why it's funny. You're not supposed to be laughing at school shootings. That's not a joke. You're supposed to be laughing at like how serious of a topic it is, and yet it's causing these funny scenarios to happen in the future.
Yeah, I
Because
guess I just
nothing bad
yeah.
actually did happen.
Yeah, I guess I just see it in a different way than you do, is I see them, it's I see them as using it more like real life. Like this would be funny to an observer, all these angry conversations and fights that they're having, but the thing that they're fighting about isn't funny.
Right.
I just think it's a I just think it's a
I think that's
well.
exactly what I just said. How is that different than what I'm saying?
No, I'm agreeing. I was agreeing with you
I thought
that,
you just said, I see it differently than you.
well, I see it differently as in I think it should be funny, the movie. And I don't think that's the controversial part. I think the
Yeah.
controversial part is that some people are, I think it's just that some people are able to judge her. Or feel that they should judge her, and some people feel that they don't. And what's the controversy is what should happen? What should happen to Zendaya in this movie? Should it be the ending? Like, should Robert, like, obviously Robert Pattinson, I think, does a really good job of being conflicted about what's going on, and he still loves her, but he can't get these feelings out of his head, and he can't stop thinking about what she might have done. Or can she still do that?
I think it would have been a better movie if she actually had done the school shooting. Then I'm like, oh, this would be a difficult, controversial, debatable subject. I honestly thought she was going to confess to something she'd done in her past that was so terrible that you're like, whew, can we get past this? I don't know. She's a different person now, but she actually did that thing. I think that's where it falls apart for me, is that she didn't actually do it. She got lucky, and it was like, she was going to go through with it. And then there was another shooting. And then all the people were crying and stuff, and it changed her. She didn't go through with it because of that. And it wasn't that she had a it, like she got lucky that scenario
Very.
came up. So that's a little bit controversial, but it's like, yeah, we've all had these thoughts. I mean, I guess I don't know. I'm too sympathetic, maybe that but still, like I've done stupid, terrible things, and I can get how other people could do them. And it'd be tough to not judge somebody that actually did it. But somebody that, like, I was about to steal something once in my life, and then I got lucky and I didn't steal it. And I was like,
How
yeah,
did you get lucky?
that's I don't want to go on. It's a story. The product that somebody had, and then they found it, and then I was like, oh, I guess I won't steal that. But I was like, I was about to do something bad, and then I didn't do it, and it was pure luck. And then I was like, I'm glad that thing happened. I never had a school shooting that I was planning, and then I got lucky. But I get how it doesn't make me a bad person that I was gonna steal something. Or maybe it does. Maybe you're gonna fucking yell, yes, because you had that thought once. And then I'm
No,
like,
because you had
maybe
the
no.
thought. No, I mean, I think all the time, I'm like whenever I'm at the self-checkout, I know that people go to the self-checkout to steal stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. But I'm like, it's so easy to do that.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm not a bad person because people steal all the time and they don't see anything wrong with it. I
Yeah.
think they're bad people because they do that
Yeah.
because they shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
And it affects a lot more people.
But you have to think of it. You have to be like, I could just walk out with this.
Yeah, you have those thoughts. Sure,
Yeah.
absolutely. And then so it's debatable, but controversial is not the right word. I don't like that word. To
Okay.
give the
Maybe.
film 0 stars because you're like it's controversial. And I'm like, the subject matter is controversial. Okay.
Yeah.
0 stars? Like, no, it makes it for an interesting topic.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting. Like, okay, so back to my very first question. Do you
Is it
think
the
this
best
is,
movie of the year?
well, okay, so for the first half, would you say it's in the running?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of movies this year, but I definitely haven't seen many that made me think this much,
Yeah, right.
or that had this good of acting and that were this funny. I think it's a great movie. I think it's fantastic.
Thought-provoking and interesting and debatable. Yeah, I agree with you. That it all this conversation we're having makes it for a good movie. Makes it an enjoyable watch because it had me thinking days later.
And I just thought of the movie that we should have done with this. I can't believe I didn't think of it before. It's a movie called Sleeping Dogs Lie. Have you ever seen that movie?
I'm almost positive I have, yeah.
It's a movie by Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, maybe I haven't. No, I don't know.
He's not in it, but he directed it.
The titles give me a little hint. Is it
Okay,
about a guy who
so
has sex with a dog?
almost.
Okay.
It's about a girl who has sex with a dog. I think she blows the dog. Or no, but she did it like 15 or 20 years before, and she tells her boyfriend, and he can't get over it.
That's what I thought this was going to be. That's exactly the kind of movie I thought this was going to be. So maybe I have seen that, or maybe I just heard
Yeah.
the premise. And then I'm like, yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah. But this one I had no problem. Just instantly I felt sympathy for, and then I would have wanted to ask her more questions. And just like Robert Pattinson, I guess. Just like he's just like, I want to know more. But he just had such
Yeah.
a hard time because he was like, so what stopped you? And she's like,
Yeah.
kind of got
Yeah.
lucky. Like my car broke
Yeah.
down.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, so you were definitely gonna do it.
Yeah.
And then, but then for him to be afraid of her later on, I'm like, could you really be afraid of her? Like she comes in the room with a
Yeah.
knife, and I'm like, you don't really think
Yeah.
she's a psycho, but this is a bit much.
Yeah, I didn't think that was necessary. But there is I like the idea that there was a ticking clock as well. Like he's gonna commit to her for the rest of his
That's
life
true.
in a week.
That's good, yeah.
And it does ratchet up the tension that you're like, he doesn't have months to think about this. He's gotta do something, he's gotta make his decision in the next week.
Well, there you go. Great movie.
Yeah.
You're winning me over to one of the best movies of the year because we have spent a lot of time talking about it and thinking
Yeah.
about it.
And okay, so what do you think the statute of limitations is on something you did that's bad but not illegal for somebody to say, oh, that's fine?
I can't. That's the dumbest thing in the world to try to come up with a number and then write it into a law book and then be like, that number, if it's
Okay.
one day more, one day
Let's
less, I think that's
say
the stupidest fucking thing.
no, not a law book, but let's say, okay, so let's say yesterday you were out on the street, somebody was jogging, and you were like, fuck this person, you tripped them,
Okay,
right?
sure.
Let's say I told you I did that 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Would you say, that was 20 years ago, whatever, that's fine now? And if
I
I say
guess
I
I
did it a
would,
week ago,
yeah, I'd want to know more information. Did you feel bad about it 20 years ago, or did you feel bad about it today? Like, I would just that's all that matters, really.
But let's say I felt bad about it today. Let's say I did it today and I felt bad about it. Would you be like, eh?
I wouldn't say, eh. I'd be like, well, that was shitty of you, but I'm glad you feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna defriend you.
What if I didn't feel bad about it?
It'd be different. It'd be much different.
What if I said, you know what? It was 20 years ago. I was a different person. I don't feel bad about it, but I haven't done it again. I
Well,
haven't
you
hurt anyone
said
again.
I was a different person,
Yeah. I
but
don't
then you
feel bad
also
about it.
said
I
I
was
don't
just a
feel bad
different
about
guy.
it.
I
I was a
wasn't as
different.
mature as I am now.
You're getting into a gray area. I'm a little. I'm looking at you a bit differently at this point.
Okay.
There's all
All
these
right.
scenarios. That's why I can't
Yeah.
just stamp a fucking.
No,
If it's
I don't
19 years
mean,
ago,
yeah, I
then
don't
it
mean
doesn't
that. I
matter.
don't mean an exact time, but I mean, like, how much time has to pass? Like, how much time would you say
And I'm
you
saying the
need?
time doesn't matter. It's the
Okay.
after.
But what if you've, okay, what if you,
Do you have a number that you want to say? Just say it.
no,
What's this?
I want you to give me like a number of like, how long do you think it takes to become a different person?
15 years.
Okay.
Put that in the law book.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not about a number.
No, I know, but they say something like people, their whole body changes within 7 years or something like that. I don't believe
Okay,
it.
fine.
But it's like a, you know, like a snake and it sheds the skin and it's got the new skin, right?
I just think there's more thought that needs to go into
Yeah.
all these questions, and the fact that people are writing these things into law books to try to be like that's the
Yeah.
same for every person on the planet. I'm like, it's dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb. What do you
Yeah.
think? What do you think? What do you have an answer? Do you want to be like 7 years? There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Something, yeah, like 7, 10 years maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
See,
unless you did something.
you try to write the black and white rules, man, and
But
that's why I get confused about
I'm not
you.
trying to write black and white rules. I'm just saying, like, if you said 12 years ago I did this, I'd say, okay. But if you said a year ago I did this, I'd say, you're still kind of that person.
Well, wouldn't
I
you
don't think.
ask the question, like, do you feel bad about those actions? Wouldn't don't you just you're just
Yeah,
like 1 year versus 12
but
years, and there's the
I wouldn't say that you're in the clear yet. If you said 12 years ago I did this, I feel bad, I've never done it again, I'd say, okay. But if you said a year ago I did this, I feel bad, I'll never do it again, I'd say, I think you might do it again. I don't think we're in the clear yet. I don't think you're off probation. That's what I would say. I would say, I think you're going to be on probation for a little while longer. I'm worried that you're going to push me down the stairs.
And I'm surprised that you think like that, that it can be a difference of a year versus a difference of 12 years. I mean, I might
It's,
have done something
yeah.
this morning that I feel terrible about. I don't
Yeah.
know, but it doesn't, but the difference of, yeah,
It's just
that's.
you always see these people and they get caught and they've been caught with, you know, having sex with somebody who's not their wife, and they go, I'm really terribly sorry about it. It'll never happen again. You're like, that was a week ago and you got caught. I don't believe you. But if somebody said this guy had an affair 15 years ago,
Right. So you're
and you
just saying you
said,
need a
I'm never
track
going to do it
record.
again.
You need a track record before you believe them.
Yeah, there's got to be a
I would agree with
probationary
that.
period.
You make a good point because the guy that did it a week ago and says he's never going to do it, I don't believe him.
Yeah.
But even the guy that did it 15 years ago and says he's never done it, then you're like, prove it. And you're like, well, there's my 15 years. I've never done it again. Then you're like, yeah, okay, you got 15
Yeah.
years behind you. Yeah, that does make a difference, but I still can't. That's a difference of somebody who's lying or
Yeah.
not, right? That's the difference
Yeah.
is a person who's just telling you a lie or telling the truth about their actual feelings inside of them,
Yeah.
which you'll never figure out.
No, you never do.
This was a fun conversation, fun chat.
I enjoyed it.
What, anything else about the drama?
Let me just I had a bunch of questions. Is the movie anti-gun?
I would think so, yes.
We saw two movies in a row with Alana Haim in them.
We did.
What do you think of her acting?
I think she's great.
Me too.
Yep.
I like her. I
Yeah,
like
what is
her.
she, like a singer or something?
Yeah, her and her two sisters are in a band called Haim, their last name. And I guess at a certain point, she just started acting in, I think Licorice Pizza was her first movie.
That's the one where, yeah, she was, I remember her from. And then, funny enough, yeah, she was in The Mastermind last week and she was in this movie. And I think she's a great actress. So good for her.
Yeah, she's really compelling. What do you think of Zendaya?
I think she's probably fine, but there's nothing that makes me go, oh, she's great.
That's what, yeah, because people are like, oh, she's amazing and she's this and she's that. And I'm like, okay. Like, she's okay.
She's fine. I got nothing against her, but I can't. I'm not a good judge of acting, so I
People,
don't.
but it just like in general, people seem to love her. And I'm like, I'm not getting that general greatness.
I'm annoyed by the one name. That throws me off a little bit. I'll be honest. You gotta have some chutzpah to just say, I'm only gonna have one name in this world. I'm so special. There was a girl that did that in this recent season of or yeah, the latest season of The Terror. The Terror, it has had 3 seasons. They're anthology seasons, I guess. And the latest one that came out, there was this actress in it who I looked up, and she only had one name. And then I tried to figure out who she was in the show, and I'm like, come on, you really think you're that special that you can pull this off with the one name thing?
You're like a supporting character. Yeah, you really have to be a main character
Yeah, I
in
don't know.
life,
You gotta
like
have
Prince
so
and Madonna.
you really gotta think highly of yourself to do
Yeah.
that. So
Well, it's true.
loses some points by having
Yeah.
one name with me. I'm like, what's so special about you? You better really impress me.
Maybe that's why I don't see that she's that impressive.
Yeah.
But she's okay. She's fine, but yeah, maybe it's just the one name thing. What about Robert Pattinson?
He made me laugh in this
Yeah,
movie.
I like him more and more every time I see him.
Yeah, I don't think he was good Batman, but
No?
he was good in this movie, and he's fine.
I'm gonna have to watch Batman again.
Yeah, don't waste your time. No, I know you love it. Well, we're gonna run out of time. We're gonna get cut off.